one's really happy because they're chasing a dream and they're searching for perfection. You see what the next person has and you're like, I want that. They seem so happy. You look at your spouse and you're like, why don't you treat me that way? Why don't you buy me those things? Why don't we do this? Why don't we do that? You're constantly comparing yourself to others. Not knowing that half of the things you're comparing your reality to is superficial. You get people who are in relationships, and instead of designating the skills that are required to make the relationship successful, they go and try to establish another relationship. Where's the logic in that? Yesterday we talked about change, but we talked a lot about self-change. Today we're going to talk about change, changing the person you're with, changing the individual that you are in a relationship, and how counterproductive that is. Think about it. I mean, I went through it as well. I talk about it constantly, my marriage. Even though my ex-husband and I are like best friends, that's my homie to the end. We co-parent great. We just didn't work out in a marriage. We were married for quite some time. We were actually together for a very long time before we were even married. We just didn't know each other. We jumped into a situation that we assumed we were ready for. And in all, we ended up losing ourselves. We ended up developing a dislike towards each other, and it caused a distance. We worked through it. We got past that point, and we are like functioning parents. We are, as I stated, great friends now, but that wasn't the key during our relationship throughout the last few years of our marriage. But why is that? Here's what happened. In my opinion, when you're with someone for quite some time, you're still going to grow by nature. It's inevitable. If you're with someone that's a little different, or they may grow a little slower than you do, it could pose to be problematic. And what I mean by that is, they say women mature a little faster than women and than men in most cases. So let's say you get a woman in a situation. Let's take the woman in the marriage. And she's at a point now where she wants more in life. She wants a business. She just wants more for her children and her husband. However, you have a guy that's pretty comfortable with the way things are in life. He likes his job, the typical 9-to-5, getting up every morning, going to work. He's happy. He likes to party. It may not be something you like to do, but he's pretty content with the way things are. You're securing the home front so the children are solidified. He has no will to change at all. Is that fair to you? No. But because you're programmed a certain way, you stay. And you start to lose that little burn inside of you that wanted you to want more. You start to disappear. He's living. He's happy. You're dying. But in the back of your mind, you're telling yourself, I'm just going to hold on. I know homie gonna change. It's cool. I married him. Even if you didn't get to the point of marriage, you still invested enough of yourself and enough time in this particular person that you feel like you're obligated to wait around to see if there's something that you can do to kickstart that maturation. But you can't. There is nothing that you can do to change a person. Only a person will change when they're ready to change. Sip some of that coffee. And I'm not saying people can't change, because by all means, understand that people do change. What I'm saying is you got to learn how to differentiate. Know the people that mean you no good and learn how to work within your means with the people that do. You don't have to be a doormat for anyone, and you don't have to lose yourself trying to change someone. When a person is ready to change, there's not going to be a thing on this planet that's going to stop that. And once again, that's only going to be triggered from within. You're entitled to be worshipped, in an essence. And if a person is too preoccupied with themselves, you're not going to get that. You understand? So take the time to realize when you're wasting yours. You can't change a person at all. And you got to understand that it's at no fault to you. Or is it any fault to them? People mature at different points in their lives. You can't go about life rushing a person to change just because you've progressed. How fair is that? If you really truly love someone, you're going to give them that time and space to grow. You're going to allow them to make those flaws that are needed to define their character. But you don't have to stand by and be a witness. Free yourself. You don't have to be there to be a punching bag because someone is learning how to outgrow being aggressive. How is that fair to you? You're sitting around tolerating verbal abuse because someone doesn't know how to cope and deal with their anger. How is that fair to you? You're destroying yourself. And if you really truly care about this person, you're not going to enable them by being there and being that punching bag. It's all about perspective. Deprogram yourself. You don't have to stay. You don't have to be mistreated in any type of way. Even if you do care, you can have years invested. But if you're not getting the treatment that you're deserving of, break free. I am not by any means, once again, saying don't be loyal in a situation. Don't stand your ground and try to build and make things work. Not at all. Because in any healthy relationship, there's going to be ups and downs, pros and cons, positive and negative. That's just balance. But a person that's progressed and matured knows how to communicate. So yeah, you may have a little indifference. But the fact that you both know how to communicate with each other, it's going to be a healthy conversation. You're going to be able to come to a resolution that's like satisfactory to both of you. So I'm not saying that you flee anytime something is not going your way. No, not by any means at all. And I wouldn't have to explain that if you've reached that point of maturation that you understand you don't sit around and wait for somebody to change and you don't tell yourself that you have the power to change another person. Influence, perhaps, yes. But you are not bomb enough to cause an instant explosion in somebody to make them want to change. Don't torture yourself. Three has always been my number. And hold on, I hope y'all got them cups. Let me take a sip. Three has always been my number. So I'm like a baseball player. You get three strikes and you're out. Literally. Life is short. I'm not playing no games. We're going to sit down and we're going to talk about it the first time. Because you may not have known. You may not have known that these particular actions are making me feel this particular way. So I'm going to sit you down, homie. I'm going to let you know what I got to say. Cool. You got it? Two. I warned you before. Now I'm letting you know I feel disrespected. So there's something that you have to tweak to change so that I'm not feeling this way and you can go on about your merry little way. Three? Oh, you just blatantly disrespectful to me. You're out. I stayed at my peace and I stood my ground. You made the executive decision to continue to play around. It ain't up to me. It ain't my duty to try to change you. That means that this is now a part of your character. I accept you for you, but I respect me enough to know that this is not something that I'm willing to deal with. I don't hate you, but I can't date you. I'm out. Sounds simple? It may not be, but just understand you better practice it. Get that number. Mine's is 3. Don't sit around and try to wait for a person to change. Because the only person that's going to end up changing in the end is going to be you. Once again, you're going to look in that mirror and you're not even going to recognize who. You, boo. You. It's not healthy. It's not healthy. That's all I got to say. I don't know what it is. You know what? One of these days, we're going to do some topics, like some trendy topics. No, I'm lying. I just don't stay in tune enough to keep up with what's trending. I really don't watch much television. I really don't keep up with many articles. I'm probably scrolling on Facebook, Twitter, or something of that nature. But you know what? I'll try to pull a topic from the scroll so we can kind of get away from the little tight topics that we talk about on the episodes. I just want to keep it funky with you. And if I feel it, I want to spill it. Somebody else may need it. You never know. But we're going to try to spice it up a little bit, you know, get a little humor on the episodes. This is new to me. We're making it do what it do. You're growing with me, and I love all of you. Let me go. It is Coffee with Queen. Until tomorrow, think about it. Don't sit around thinking you can change somebody because you can't, boo. Do you. You're dope. You're entitled to. Holla at your girl.